Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we're back live from vacation.
Uh-huh.
Our first show of the year. Did anybody make a New Year's resolution?
Well, I'm sure we made some.
We did bucket lists.
You did
bucket list.
Yeah, I saw that you did your bucket list with your boyfriend, Alex.
I did that
last year.
You know only 8% of people keep their resolution?
Oh, it's got to be less than that, too.
I'm reading the stat.
Alan kept everyone on his bucket list from last year.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, that's a good way to do it.
That's really
good. You know, don't put down, I want to lose 10 pounds. Put down, I'm going to run a 5K. And, you know, when you're training for a 5K,
you lose weight.
You know, so he's just, and he said, plus, running is healthy. So that's one of our things is we're going to run a 5K together.
Look at you with the wise man.
We've already downloaded the Couch to 5K app.
Nice.
So you do want to do a 5K full-on run.
I'm going to do it with him. Well, I've done it before.
You did one with my wife before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Your wife didn't train a minute, and she ran it and didn't even breathe or sweat heavy, nothing. I'm like just dying. But my whole goal was just to run the whole thing without stopping,
yeah.
And I did that. So I'm going to run with Alan.
Okay.
We'll see.
I want to prepare better. And
prepare for what?
Just stuff in general, because for Christmas dinner, I did not prepare. Now, let me explain this. My mother went to Orlando to visit my sister and her husband. So then she left like 3 or 4 days before Christmas. So
they were in Orlando?
Yeah.
Because they normally live in California, right?
I'm telling you, he's a rocket scientist. He's got homes all
everywhere.
Over.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, so that left Peyton, my son Peyton's here.
Uh-huh.
And there's some randoms, like my son Corey had some friends that didn't have anything to do. So anyway, I'm just assuming that we're going to have Christmas dinner at Corey's house. Corey's got a house. So I don't have a house. I have an apartment. So the 23rd, he's like, so what are we doing for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know, I guess we're going to your house. He goes, no, I'm redoing my floors in my house. I'm putting hardwood floors in. Oh, great.
Oh, look at that.
Great. I guess, guess we'll go to my house. It's December 23rd, all right?
Yeah.
So December.
Still time.
Plenty of time.
So December 24th, Christmas Eve, I decide to make preparations for Christmas dinner, which will be December 25th. That's a good day.
Oh. On Christmas, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go to the store that sells prepared food, and I get, they've got stuff. They've actually got stuff.
It ain't cheap, but I got it.
They're not sold out. So I get turkey, I get the whole thing. And I'm like, cool, I'm done. I pulled it together. I put it in the refrigerator, no problem. This is Christmas dinner. Christmas morning, I wake up, I'm like, I look in my living room, and I said, I don't have a Christmas decoration, like a decoration.
You don't even have a tree up or anything?
If you were to walk in my house, you wouldn't know what time of year it was. So I'm like, okay, it's 8. People are going to be over here at 2.
Oh, boy.
And I haven't cooked. The food is cooked, but it still has this turkey. Has been warmed up like an hour or so. I'm like, I'm going to my mom's house. I went to Walmart. Walmart's closed. I went to CVS, got a couple of decorations. I said, I don't have plates. I have nothing. My mom's out of town, so I can go steal some stuff at my mama's house and take it to my house and make it look like Christmas. So actually, that's what I did. I went on my mama's house, and I got placemats. I got garland, and I got... what do you call the wood nutcracker dude statue? And I got
the cracker dudes,
the wood cracker.
I got a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stuffed animal and put it on top of Curtis's crate. Uh-huh. And I made it look like Christmas. I decorated, I don't have a tree, I decorated a chair to look like a Christmas chair.
Aww.
And I put garland all around it, and I put the gifts on it. And it was a Christmas chair.
All right, kids, gather around the Christmas chair
That's fine. I didn't have any decorations on Christmas.
But at least it looked like Christmas, man. So people came. I wish there's not a disaster at the end of the story, actually. People started coming over. I have my table, which is a door.
How many people came over?
Six. It wasn't much. Like we had leftovers. I decorated my door table with Christmas place settings and tablecloth. I've never even used a tablecloth in my own house before.
Oh, fancy.
Kelly. So it really actually went well, and it was not a disastrous event. I know I wish I had a disaster at the end of this story.
No, you don't.
But it went pretty well for a person that put Christmas dinner and the actual execution together inside of 24 hours.
That's great, Al.
Because I did not have any plan at all.
Do you want to change that when you did so well without planning?
That's a good question. So one of my resolutions is to prepare better for 2017.
Okay,
or
that's
in
good.
2017.
Yeah. But you know what? Some people just really operate better flying by the seat of their pants, procrastinating to the last minute. That might be where you perform best. Yeah. A lot of people aren't meant to plan and stress out over stuff for weeks.
Well, okay, well.
But if that makes you, but you could try it.
Well, that brings me to my other resolution.
But you have planned things before. You planned my birthday.
My birthday party.
So, I mean, you do plan things.
I do.
You just have to care for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, well, he, you know, finds out more than 2 days in advance.
Right, exactly. He didn't know about this one.
One of my other resolutions, or my other resolution that I've come up with, the first couple of days of vacation, I just watched movies and stuff. I didn't do a crap. I didn't do anything.
Did anybody get into This Is Us, by the way?
The what?
Over the break, This Is Us?
No.
Oh, my.
I watched. I saw it's Christmas time, and I watched this movie. There's a lot of snow. I said, let me watch this. Might be a Christmas movie. It was Everest. And Everest is a movie. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it because people do die. But it's a movie about some white people that climbed this mountain.
Yeah, Everest.
Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Isn't that local doctor that got frostbite so bad he had to have his nose taken
off?
Yeah.
Local guy. But at the end of this movie, I mean, I watched it two or three times over the holidays.
Two or three times?
I did. I don't know why. But I decided that in 2017...
No, you're not climbing Everest.
I'm not climbing Everest.
Oh, okay.
But I am going to climb a mountain. Now, it's not going to be Everest. It's not going to be that other one, that Kilimanjaro.
Can't just be like a small hill.
I want to climb. And see, boobs. I was telling some people this, and they said, mountains are cold, usually. So I don't need a cold mountain. I need like a warmish mountain.
They have like mountains that you could probably tackle without a lot of training.
Yeah.
Are you really tired when you
novice
get...
I can handle tired. I can handle like...
I know in Georgia when I lived there was a mountain there and then people would climb. You'd just be really winded by the time you got to the top of it.
You don't
want to
do where you have to like hook yourself to the mountain, right? You don't
want to climb like that. Not scale a mountain.
How about like a mountain in California?
Why wouldn't you just do what I did? Runyon Canyon. It's 6.5. I did a 6.5 mile hike. And there were only pieces that you kind of had to climb.
Yeah,
you didn't have
trail.
To hook yourself. It was it's like a glorified trail.
I need a little mountain and a warm mountain.
Al, ain't no mountain high enough for you.
Ain't no valley low enough.
But I really do.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
He watches a movie about people who almost die climbing mountains, and now he wants to climb one.
But it looked... They did.
I have a great idea.
It looked fascinating.
Al, I think you need to train. I think you need to wear that oxygen mask and put a big backpack on and do it on the treadmill at the gym. You know when people train for these?
Yeah. Oh,
ooh. Where's the potato chip mountain that everybody takes a picture and it looks like they're hanging off a cliff? Have you heard of that one? It's called like potato chip mountain.
I think it's like Photoshop.
That sounds
no, it's
intriguing.
Like an actual
mountain.
Go up there and it looks like you're hanging from a cliff, but the ground is right.
I
right.
don't
but
know,
the picture,
but
the picture up is
I climbed Cheeto Mountain yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I do want to climb a mountain. I'm serious. This year.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I do, Kelly.
You don't even have a mountain in mind?
I don't. I don't know a lot about mountains because I live where it's a lot of flat stuff.
Yeah.
You just throw something out there.
I do. I watched this movie three times over the holidays, and I want to climb a mountain. But
you know
I want
what
it to
I did?
Warm.
I watched the Hall. This is mine.
What'd you okay. watch?
I watched right. the All Hallmark right. Channel nonstop. I love it. And my bucket list is, it might not happen in 2017, I want to be in a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie.
Aren't they so good? Okay. I'm with you now, Kelly. Right. I know I was a hater.
I want to be in one.
You'll get paid forever because they play them like over and over
all the
and
time.
Over and over.
I am so, those movies make me happy. Mm-hmm. My daughter loved them. We would record ones. We'd turn it on because it was on all the time and we'd catch 5 minutes in the middle. Oh, we like this one. Let's record it so we can watch it later. Oh my gosh. That channel made my holiday.
So it has to be a Hallmark Channel movie. It can't just be a Christmas movie.
Hallmark Channel Christmas movie.
Really making it specific.
I just want to be the barista that says.
No, you want to roll.
No, I'm not good enough for that, JC. We
yes,
have to know
are.
Our limitations.
You're good
like,
enough.
I'm not going to climb a mountain because I know my limitations.
I can climb a mountain.
I can say.
Oh, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Here's your coffee, sir. I could say that
no,
in a Hallmark Christmas
You can carry a movie.
I didn't poo-poo on Hallmark. That's all you go poo-poo on my mountain. I want to climb a mountain. It could be like, what's the
climb
average?
On a mountain of poo-poo.
What's the average height of a mountain? Like,
what?
100?
You don't, see,
I don't know. What
research.
Do you ask us questions
it
we don't
ranges.
Know the answers to?
There's lots of mountains.
Like, not this high.
To me, a mountain has snow. To me. You need to have a little
snow
in there.
You got some snowless mountains out there?
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
like
Colorado and hike
during
in the summer.
Spring and summer, yeah.
They're like animals and stuff out there? Because in Everest, there were no
yes,
animals.
Yes, there's animals.
That's because there's a lot of snow.
Yeah, because I don't need a lot of animals. I'm scared
yeah, there's
of
me.
Animals.
No snow means lots of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not watched Bear Grylls?
The bear.
No. Ooh.
Grizzly Man. Al, that's the next movie you need to watch. Grizzly Man. Yeah. It doesn't end well for
us. Or the Revenant.
spoiler alert. Get down.
Al wants to make love to a bear this year. That's what he wants to do.
Al, I think it's a great idea. I think we can find you like a little mini mouse.
A little average mouse. Yeah, a little average mouse.
An average mouse.
Yeah.
That one I was talking about, Potato Chip Rock is what it's
where
called.
Where is that?
I don't know. I want to say it's in Cal. Oh, it's in San Diego. It's actually where
San
I'm
Diego?
From. That's why I knew about it. There
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah, just an average mountain.
Yeah, average mountain.
A
average.
Lot of people on our text messaging are having, they have suggestions for
okay.
you. So
All right. We'll
you
look into
this. You can go through
it.
Those.
Yeah. All right, good. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Great mountain.
Big Al's New Year's resolution is to climb a mountain.
I'm going to climb a mountain.
I wonder if we could get Bear Grylls to, like, take you out and do something with them.
This would be like an easy mountain. I don't need one of these like.
The ones he does are for celebrities. They're pretty easy.
Experience. I don't need like an experienced mountain climber mountain. I need like.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea for you to just go out alone.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they have any mountains in Miami, so you might not want to go here, Big Al. But we have details about a trip to Miami in case you missed it. Oh, and I got a cat. I'll give you the details next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Did you get engaged this holiday season? To book an official Kid Nation DJ to perform at your wedding, visit RadioDJs.com.
Did you get engaged? That's a reason to celebrate in 2017 right there. And you can celebrate at Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort. Here's what we want you to do. We want you to celebrate. That's all you got to do in 2017.
Celebrate.
Yep. That's it, Al.
All right.
As Kelly Raspberry and her boyfriend, Alan.
What?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Celebrate their one-year anniversary this month.
Whoa.
Yeah, 1 week from today.
They want to help you celebrate your special moments, too. So, tell us about your upcoming reason to celebrate. A birthday, anniversary, wedding, whatever it is that you're celebrating. Just tell us about it. Kelly and Alan are going to read through your entries. They're going to pick five couples.
Kelly and Alan are going to read through. Alan's producing
this,
now.
This was news to me and Alan. Yeah.
Kelly literally just found out before the show started
today.
So they're going to pick five couples to score a dream vacation to Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort. You can enter at kidnation.com.
Maybe that's how we'll spend our anniversary, reading letters from other happy couples.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Look at Alan. All right.
That's pretty cool, Kelly.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure he'd love that.
Get the gift of a vacation of five couples. And then it's also, if you don't get the trip, you contact Kelly and Alan.
Yeah.
Let them know.
It's their fault. It's their fault.
Yeah. So I told you guys I got really into This Is Us over the break.
Mm-hmm. And This Is Us is a TV.
It's a TV show.
Drama.
Yeah, it's a drama that a lot of people were talking about. It's that and I don't know what else everybody was watching. But This Is Us is the one that everybody kept messaging
me
about.
They make them cry every week.
Yeah, they said it's very they'll make you cry, laugh, all in one episode, every single episode.
All right.
So my wife and I decided we're going to start watching it because it's on demand. Why not? So when we put the kids to sleep, we got into it. And I was expecting not to get super into it because everybody was so high and mighty about it.
And you already knew the storyline, basically, too, right?
I kind of did.
Which is what? Because I don't know. Other than it's emotional.
Basically, it flashes back and forth from this couple that has kids. They have they're supposed to have triplets. And if you haven't watched the show, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. It's a couple. They have triplets. One of the triplets doesn't make it.
Okay.
At the same time, a gentleman brought a baby to a fire station and left the baby at the fire station. But the baby was born about the same time as the triplets.
Okay.
As the other kids. And so this couple decided to adopt this other baby who happened. It was an African-American baby. So it was two little white kids and an African-American baby, and they adopt them.
Because it's really that easy, the adoption process.
Well, it was
that simple.
It was back in the day, Kelly. Maybe it was easier back then. But
it
shows you as the kids are growing, but it also flashes to now.
So you're back and forth, back and forth the whole time.
So you're wondering, you wonder, why is Randall's one of the characters? Why is Randall so adamant about building a relationship with his brother Kevin? And it shows you back to when they were kids and how he was treated by his brother, but how he was treated by his mom. So everything, it's like puzzle pieces that are being put.
Okay.
So good.
So you're addicted.
I am so addicted.
You're caught up.
No, I still got two more episodes to be all caught up, and I think the new season starts in a couple weeks here.
You're going
to
be very upset by the last episode.
Am I?
Well, every episode, right? So I'm not really spoiling anything.
I'll admit, I didn't cry the first episode, but I have teared up
every episode.
More so than on the
well,
best.
Yeah. We need a tear tracker,
dude. It's so good, Jenna.
I just don't know that I can commit to that,
Kelly.
I thought The Apprentice was tonight.
That was yesterday.
So I've got to go back and find The Celebrity Apprentice on demand.
Yeah.
Because I messed that up.
Were you watching Bachelor?
I watched The Bachelor.
Okay.
We'll get into that later. All right. We'll have Caroline in here to talk about The Bachelor. But yeah, And one of the characters, he finds his biological dad, well, the adopted one. And it was the emotions that I, because I attached myself to, you know, you do that to a character, you attach mm-hmm. yourself. The same way he was acting towards his biological father mm-hmm. is the same way I would act. Because, you know, I hated him. I hate him. I hate him for walking out. I hate him for, but you still have this magnetic attraction to your biological father. Well, you still draw them in.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see how their relationship built up. And, okay. Yeah, I'm not thrilled to watch the last episode of the season based on what Kelly's telling me. Is it really sad?
That's what I read. Next day after it airs, like PeopleMagazine.com or whatever, People.com, they post the whole recap of the show.
Yeah.
So I followed along just by reading. I was like, wow, it takes me 5 minutes and I don't have to give up an hour and a lot of tears.
So you can jump on in the second episode, in the second season,
could,
and be fine.
I want it because I know what's going on.
Yeah. And in other news in my world.
Yes.
I'm going to start off with a little song called Smelly Cat.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
What's new, pussycat?
I got a cat.
Now
I know.
You've never been a cat person.
Shug 2?
What?
Shug 2?
Shug 2, no. Shug was a squirrel.
Why not?
This is not a Shug. This is
rest in peace, Shug.
Now you know how I've always said I hate cats, and I know that's a strong word. So I'll say I dislike them quite a bit, because most of them they don't show affection towards the owner the way that dogs do.
Right.
Dogs attach themselves to you. They know you're mommy or daddy.
Right.
They don't listen. When you tell a dog stop, they usually stop. When you tell a dog get over here, once they get older, they get over here.
Yeah.
Cats don't do that.
Nope.
They always have a dirty butt. I don't know if you've noticed this, but cats' butts, dirty.
Really?
Dogs' butts, not as dirty as cats.
Okay. I don't know about that.
They don't realize what a great human you are for letting them live in your house.
Mm. Right.
They take everything for granted.
They do.
You give them plenty of opportunities, but they still screw them up.
Okay.
Well, over the break, my wife, Kinsey, mm-hmm. adopted a cat.
Ooh.
Is it a kitten?
Yay.
It's a kitten.
Did she do this with your blessing?
Nope.
With your knowledge?
Nope. She went to her friend's house, came home, and had a cat.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, why are you just watching this cat? Because her friend just got a cat.
Because kittens are adorable.
Are you fostering?
Are you borrowing the cat? Are you watching the cat?
Rent a cat. Rent a cat.
She goes, no, we're adopting the cat because they were all found living under a boat. And they need homes.
Living under.
And she goes, and get this, this is why I adopted him, because his name's Amigo.
Oh well.
And I said, his name can be whatever you want.
Yeah, I was like, you can name an animal whatever you want.
It's got to be fate. He's got a Spanish name.
It's Amigo.
Amigo Chavez.
Yeah. So she said, just because his name was Amigo, she wanted to get him. And she said, well, you got a squirrel. Why can't I get a cat? And I said, well, I talked about having a squirrel for years, and we chatted about fostering a squirrel, and I fostered a squirrel, and unfortunately, he died. And so I'm really hurt right now.
Does the cat speak
very
Spanish?
Sensitive.
No, you don't. He's a punk.
He's a punk.
He's so cute, but he's such a punk.
Yeah, he's cute, but you hate him.
Oh, kittens get in so much trouble. They're so mischievous.
They are.
They're so cute, though. You can't be mad at him.
It's like he just wants to claw everything.
Yeah.
And we got these chairs from Nebraska Furniture that we ordered. Right. Love these chairs.
Okay. Right.
Already ruined.
Freaking clawed them, Kelly.
You got to get him a scratching post.
I got him a scratching post. You know what he does?
What?
He walks past it.
And walks to the chair.
Every time.
Walks to the chair.
And not only does he walk past it, but he walks past it and stares at me as he walks past it and then goes and claws my chairs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
You got that litter box in the house?
You got the litter box in the house.
I just never like how they make eye contact with you when they go to the bathroom. Like, yeah, you're going to be cleaning this up.
But even though he does have a litter box in the house, he still decided to go poop on our carpet in our bedroom.
Wow. Okay.
So he's not smart either.
He's still learning.
Don't they instinctively go to the litter box?
I thought
I've never had a cat.
Teach him to use the toilet.
I would, if I could do that like Jinxie Cat.
Yeah.
I would keep him.
They have ways you can do that.
So, I want to, but he doesn't even know how to use his own litter box.
Do you know what kind of cat it is?
He's like, white.
Okay.
Looks like he has some Siamese in him.
He looks a little Siamese. We don't know again because he was found.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so okay. Right. Yeah. Right.
So we don't know exactly, but he looks like a Siamese cat, and he's got the white fur with the black ears, and he's got the little black. The black snout, but
he's a panda cat.
He got a little white mustache.
Oh, he's been doing coke.
Oh. What? What?
That's awful.
Cat been doing coke. You got a coke cat.
call him Pablo. Please read it, amigo. Please name him Pablo, and I'm cool with it.
If I could call him Pablo.
Call him Pablo.
I would. I would.
What do you mean? If you can call him whatever you want.
My wife likes amigo. It doesn't flow either. Like, I don't feel good going like, hey, amigo. No.
Amigo is great, and the cat story was fantastic, but I want to hear about the Kelly Raspberry New Year's Eve party.
Me too.
This is what we have coming up, Al. Actually,
please.
Your dream will be coming true.
Okay.
So Kelly Raspberry hosted a New Year's Eve party, which she was paid to do.
Hosted?
All she had to do was count down from 10 to 1.
Got paid.
That's it.
Did she not even make it to the...
We don't know, Jenna. Nobody's told us. But if you've been there, if you were there at the Kelly Raspberry party and you want to be a part of this conversation, please give us a call.
Please be kind.
Oh, no.
Or if you're just a part of any New Year's Eve party and something went horribly wrong, please give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GIGA.
Kelly Raspberry, you had one job. You had one job.
Count backwards.
We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we were trying to ask Kelly Raspberry how her New Year's Eve was, and she said, I don't know. Because she literally... Does not know.
She hosted a New Year's Eve party at some fancy place. A hotel type place, Kelly?
Yeah, it was a hotel type place.
It was up in the burbs, right?
In the burbs.
By your house, which is cool.
And these people paid a substantial Kelly Raspberry appearance fee. Very substantial.
Yeah,
people paid
a substantial amount to come party with Kelly.
I'm betting your appearance fee had a comma in it. So,
are you?
Yeah, so in walk Elena and Justin. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Before we go into this, I don't know if it makes you feel better or not, Kelly, from the text. I was at the New Year's Eve bash, and all I have to say is that Alan did an amazing job taking care of his woman. All right. That's one of the many texts we got.
Oh.
You know, because there were witnesses to this party.
It's bad. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. You know what? It's
what happened.
I don't know.
No, I mean, like, what happened, like, with you and your mindset?
Well, the next day, we were talking about what could I have possibly done, because it was New Year's Eve. Yes, I drank a lot. But did I drink more than I have in the past? Not really. What I did was I took this energy drink shot, not the one JC endorses. But I took one before.
That's where you went wrong.
And I told some people, I was like going through my list. What did I do? I had a substantial lunch.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to make sure I was thinking
ahead. Sensible dinner.
I was telling other people, pace yourselves.
You were the
pacer. It's going to be a long night. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Okay, you're
starting
at the
end. I said, but I want to make sure I'm awake. So I did this shot of energy stuff. And then I started my downward spiral, apparently. And then I drank. And somebody told me later, you should have done that.
What's the last thing you remember? And then we'll pick it up with Justin and Elena.
I remember dancing.
What's the last time you remember?
I don't know.
Because when you host these parties.
Well, what time did the party start?
Yeah, they come up to you and they go, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's an early time to start.
But we started drinking. I had a drink in the room before.
Oh, you had the pre-drink.
7:30, I had a little vodka treat.
Okay.
Okay, but I had two before we went down.
Okay. That's
two
drink Kelly.
Pre-drink.
Yeah, two drink Kelly. So I was got there and I was in a good mood. And then
champagne.
I didn't drink any champagne.
Oh,
only vodka.
Uh-huh.
If I drank it after I went dark, I don't know.
You didn't.
But
dark.
Yeah, because I don't know.
After
and then
the lights went out.
So
I did my vitamin shot.
I arrived at the party.
I had two drinks and we got downstairs and it was fine.
What time was it?
I went and got another drink at the bar and I had my food.
This is 8:30 by now.
8:30.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then I think I had one more that I remember.
Uh-huh.
Nine.
I don't remember anything.
9 o'clock.
Really?
So I guess.
No,
so
it was a little bit
They
late,
were making those drinks pretty strong, though. So,
I do not, and I'm horribly embarrassed.
And because Alan is so accommodating, whenever your drink is running out, he's
let
me grab you another beverage.
So maybe I kept
maybe
on.
You had more,
I don't remember.
Yeah, you had more than you realized because of that.
You were dancing so much, though. I don't know how you weren't just immediately sweating it out. I mean, you were busting some moves.
Okay, so
I
you were fun, and your one job was...
To count down.
Really, other than to host and be a great night for the party. Do we have audio of this?
Elena, I don't think so.
No, you
I have
the audio.
I actually do have some on my phone, actually.
Why don't we? I wish we would have.
So what
Real quick, talking about the dancing. Sheikah, you saw Kelly dancing at the party?
Shut up. Oh, my gosh. She's an amazing dancer. Like, I didn't. She can party. She can get down. She was out there for hours.
Yeah.
With her heels on.
I don't remember them.
Yeah. And then
incredible.
And then all of a sudden, poof, she was gone, Sheikah?
She was gone like 11 o'clock.
Yeah. 11
o'clock, she was done. Like, oh. And Alan just kept on getting her drinks at the bar.
Uh-huh.
They got water for her, but she got up real slow from the table, and she made her face like she was going to throw it right there. Like, at the table. And then she just went to her room at 11 o'clock, and, I mean, Justin did the countdown.
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Sheikah.
Thank you for that little
thank you for coming.
You know what? And thank
she
you for including me. I also can count.
She
I was
buffered
there.
It with a compliment.
She did.
And then she said it was bad. Thank you.
There was
thank
a point.
Sheikah. Wait, Kelly, are you going to give Justin your talent fee?
I would imagine. Yeah.
I know. I was going to suggest maybe instead of giving some back, just like.
I should split. I should just give it all to y'all.
I would love that.
Because I would imagine if I had booked Kelly for a New Year's Eve party, I would imagine that the two key hours are from 11 to 1. Let's just say, an hour before New Year's Eve, the countdown, and an hour after, keep the party going. Kelly left at 11.
Yeah. It got to the point.
I don't remember.
Baby girl, Kelly, you had to go home. There's a point where we're trying to feed her crackers at this point.
This
we're
is
like,
my favorite
hey,
part.
You need to just soak up the alcohol. And she's got crackers in her mouth. She goes, I will eat crackers. And she starts spitting up on her
They're
dress.
All over
she goes,
her dress.
No.
That is when
she looks up at me. She goes, I want to go to bed.
Oh, no.
And there's just cracker crumbs falling out of her mouth onto her black dress.
And then she
and I was like, okay, you could go to bed.
And before she has to go sit down, she's standing on the dance floor by herself. And I come over to Kelly. Me and her slowly start dancing. Then she kisses me on my cheek.
There you go.
And then my nose. Yeah. And then my lips.
Oh.
And then she goes, I
really?
Need to find my boyfriend. And then I go, yeah, you do need to find your boyfriend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
But I got a little New Year's kiss from Kelly, and it was really sweet.
Be making up stuff, and I can't. Hey,
Kelly, that was true.
Kelly, well, then funny. I got there.
It's funny, too, because Amy, you're
Kelly's
one
friend.
Of your best friends, yeah, that helped host the party or put it on. She was constantly taking pictures, and anytime Kelly was sitting there towards around that 11 o'clock time, she would see Amy taking a picture and want to be in it. So she'd hop up and like try to get in the back of every picture.
No, this is where you guys are like, no, you know.
Oh,
Kelly.
Man.
Like,
well,
no,
I was at first I was telling her, I was like, okay, we're almost to midnight. Like, you can just get to midnight,
prop
do the countdown.
Prop her up. Somewhere.
And then you can go to bed. And then whenever she looked up at me and the crackers were coming out of her mouth and she was like, I want to go to bed. I don't feel good. I was like, okay,
crackers,
we can.
Crackers.
Yeah. But, Kelly, if it makes you feel any better, Justin.
Yeah,
I looked over at the
Wait,
end
what
of the
happened?
Night, and Justin was laying on the ground.
I was under a table.
And
found
I was like,
him under a chair.
I was wondering, I wonder if he's just being Justin because he's silly and funny and crazy, or if he needed some assistance as well.
Wow.
So
I took a my night didn't end the way I thought it was going to be either because I woke up in my bed with my clothes off, and I was like, how did I get here?
Wow.
Well, you had
know?
Help.
I did. I took a 5-hour energy shot like you did. Hmm. And I don't think you're supposed to. And so
I don't think
I
so.
I did too, but I'm okay.
Yeah, Elena's fine.
But
So Justin, you did the countdown.
I made it to the countdown, and I don't remember anything.
He made it to one.
Okay.
He went home at one.
This woman fell off the stage, and I thought it was really funny. And in front of everyone.
Did we know this woman?
And I did know her.
Okay.
And I was supposed to be a really good friend. And she's there crying on the floor. Everyone's like ready to count down for New Year's. And I go, or you could just fall off the stage like she did. And it was just, it was a hot mess.
Oh,
I was.
Oh my gosh. We need. Okay, apply if you want to be our handler. We need a handler.
So I'm not doing this next year.
Who was
I'm
the third done. String if Justin didn't make it? Was it Elena you were going to do the countdown?
We both did the countdown
okay.
at the same time. Yeah,
okay.
We were both up there.
Oh, okay.
I'm
Kelly,
done.
What was the first thing you said
done.
When you woke up?
Well.
Hold my hair.
Because I woke up about 7:30, and I was like, I felt good because I was
drunk. Well, yeah, you had a nice 8-hour sleep.
No, I was still drunk.
Oh, still drunk.
And then
okay.
I went back to sleep, and then I woke up, and I was sick. All day.
Oh, you didn't do hair of the dog?
So
oh, man.
Sick.
You're supposed to get hair of the dog.
Right at that 7:30. That's your window.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, and then I woke up January 1st sick. I woke up January 2nd.
She was
going
to say she woke up today.
No, I woke up January 2nd. Still not feeling great.
Really?
Man, 2-day hangover?
Queasy. Yikes. And then this morning, I felt fine until I drank some water. And I'm like, ooh, that water kind of made me feel dizzy. I don't know. Y'all, it was bad. I'm not doing it next year. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there.
Oh.
I've officially hung up my...
You're retiring?
I'm not doing it. I'm going to stay home.
You did 2 years.
Where I'm
fine.
Supposed to be mm-hmm. with my daughter. I'm going to bang pots and pans at midnight. We think that's a lot of fun.
How'd you finish that?
Or if you'd like Kelly Raspberry to host your New Year's Eve party, yeah. call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
Done.
For a substantial fee, she will be there. Go to sleep at 11 o'clock. You'll never even miss her.
Now, we do want you to give us a call, though.
Okay.
Like Al said, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
All right. 800-543-3548.
Make Kelly feel better. What went wrong on New Year's Eve for you?
Oh, boy.
Did you witness something hilarious? Okay. We want to know about it. We'll take your New Year's Eve fails like Kelly's next. Mm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, sometimes New Year's Eve does not go according to plan.
Yep.
That was the case for Kelly Raspberry this year. She had every intention of making it till midnight and counting down into the new year. But sometimes...
Vodka gets in the way.
Vodka gets in the way. It's not her fault. Her boyfriend is so observant that he notices when her drink is running low and he goes and gets her a new one. Because that's what a boyfriend does. It's looking out for this woman.
That's true. It's okay, Kelly.
And she ended up having to leave the party that she was paid for.
Stop it.
Before midnight.
Yeah.
So we wanted to hear about your New Year's Eve fails, Kid Nation. Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
She had already cashed that check. 800-543-3548. Kelly, it's one time that you...
Come on.
That we can make fun of you. Once a
You're
year.
Always perfect.
Once a year,
not
we can make
perfect.
Fun
I'm
of you.
You're never going to have a chance to make fun of me like that again.
You're always straight edge.
Once a year, we can make fun of you.
Yeah.
So let's just embrace this
I
one
my
time.
Lesson. You know what? And I still...
You're still a great...
Alan. That is all that matters to me.
Boom.
Is he is not mad at me.
There you go.
You know what? I know he's not mad at me because he keeps teasing me about it.
Yeah, he's fine.
If he was mad at me, he wouldn't tease about it.
You know what we like about that as a boyfriend when you have that first night where you take care of your girlfriend? When you realize you're not mad to do it.
Yes.
You're happy to do it. It makes us feel manly.
You guys like to be needed.
Yeah, we like feeling needed. If you feel angry about helping your girlfriend out when she gets in that situation, then you realize, oh, maybe this
it's
is not the right...
It's annoying if she does it all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
and when she starts doing it like on Tuesday and then the following Thursday.
Every weekend.
Yeah. Then there's, you know,
From the text, Katie wrote us, "Hey, Kelly, last time I had an accommodating boyfriend who made sure my drink was full, I ended up pregnant." Love you.
Well,
is that a possibility? Yeah. Maybe, Kelly.
That's Katie from San Antonio. No, I don't think that's a possibility right now. Kelly was passed out. Out cold. We do have a lot of firework incidents, apparently, on the phone.
Fireworks?
Yeah. Leela.
I'm here.
What happened?
Well, actually, it was my first year popping fireworks. I grew up
at North. Leela, we're going to change your phone.
Oh, your phone sounds like this, Leela.
Got disconnected. Oh, there
you
are.
Are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone is really bad. We can't understand what you're saying.
Try one more time from the top.
Okay, it was my first year popping fireworks ever. I actually grew up
at North. No, honey, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to put Leela on hold because she did wait for a while.
We should get to a better signal.
See if we could get a better signal.
All right.
We tried repeatedly, honey. I'm sorry.
Speaking of fireworks, because that's what she was going to talk about. This text says, "We had a huge fireworks debacle after my husband almost blew the garage up. He set our yard on fire and forgot we had already winterized our water."
Oh.
I'm guessing that means that they means can't use it.
Oh, put the little caps down on the outdoor water.
Oh,
caps
no.
on the pipes, yeah.
Yeah, he probably had to sleep in a different bedroom.
What do? You just go get buckets of water inside?
Yeah. Call the fire department. I'm hoping you're not way out in the country where it takes them a long time to get there, maybe.
Mm. Berkeley.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, your debacle lives in infamy, huh?
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat dinner.
Yeah.
And my husband went to the liquor store. I told him, no, don't do that. Well, he did anyway. And it hit. And apparently, we went to IHOP to try to like sober up, but I want Facebook Live.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Facebook Live.
And I started talking about New Year's resolutions.
Oh, did you make a good one that you know of?
I don't really remember. I told people to go to the gym.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Go back and watch the Facebook Live video. You can hear
I deleted it.
Oh, you did?
It. Good for you.
She didn't want any evidence
good
of that.
Good for you, yeah.
I turned it around and my husband said, "Shut up. No one even cares what you said." I'm like, oh my God.
You were trying to have an inspirational moment with your Facebook fans.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, man.
Glad
thank
okay.
you, Berkeley.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Hey, you got some IHOP.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty delicious. Jamie?
Yes, good morning.
What's up?
Good morning. So this is not about you. Your friend had the New Year's Eve fail, huh?
Oh, no. Thankfully, this is not about me, but vodka did take more than Kelly down on New Year's Eve.
Cheetos is a bad man.
I, I threw a party because it was also my husband's birthday, and my friend Kim was there, and she hit vodka really early, and she was doing shot for shot. Early on in the night, she was already gone. Yeah. We were getting there. But we had a bonfire outside, and we hear her coming from the house, and, you know, belligerently. And, you know, she was completely just out of it. And then all of a sudden, you didn't see or hear her anymore. And so we turn around to look, and she's face flat on the ground in some hole where she had fallen into trying to get to the bonfire. So fast forward a little bit longer, we're inside, and everybody for the next 30 minutes is like, God, what is that smell? Something smells like dog poop. We're checking our feet, you know, everybody's checking. And so the countdown begins, and we start getting ready. We're counting down. We all have our champagne. And at midnight, Kim goes to lift her arm and drink her champagne, and her whole right sleeve is just dog poop that she had falling into.
Oh.
The best part is the next day, I actually had video of it, and I didn't even know it. So I keep that forever now.
Oh, yeah, you will.
You got to.
At least I don't have
you got to.
Dog poop involved.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's a way to ring in the new year. Right there.
I always want to gag at that one.
You're not so bad, Kelly.
All right. Hey, Rachel.
Rochelle.
Hold on. That's my bad. I'm learning the buttons still. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry about that. What's going on?
Well, I went to Big Al's scoreboard in Siegelville, and it was dead, and the DJ no-showed.
Yeah.
No!
Call Kelly at
8:30. Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. There were six people in there, and our waitress left at 11:30.
Called at 8:30 and canceled.
Well, would it have made a difference? There were only six people there.
Well, I mean, people left. They came and left because there's no DJ.
Wow. There was nothing there. Nothing.
You stayed till midnight, Rachel?
No, I think we closed like around 11:30.
Yes, our waitress was going home. Our sweet pregnant waitress was going home because she was so bored. Yes. There was nobody there.
So
I know. I'm so sorry. But if you've got to bring that place up
hopping on Saturdays.
But if you need a DJ, go ahead and call Brian. Oh. He's awesome.
Al.
How did you cancel on me at 11:30?
I mean, cancel me at 8:30.
How do you not bring this up at all?
I've tried to eliminate it from my memory.
Wow. Rachel, I am so sorry.
Thank you. That makes me feel a little less embarrassed for myself.
You should never be embarrassed for having a good time, Kelly.
But
never.
I don't remember having a good time. So
poor Rachel didn't get to have a good time.
You didn't get to have a good time.
Well, the manager did give us free champagne shot.
That's good. That's good.
He's a good guy.
You've got a good staff. Just treat him right, Big Al. Treat him right.
Just no DJ.
No DJ.
Yeah. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, no.
Al, what happened there?
I don't know, dog. That's all I can tell you. DJ did not cancel on me an hour before he's supposed 30 minutes before he's supposed to be there.
Why didn't you go out there and DJ?
I was at the other place.
He had a good party.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God. I was livid.
Six people? Livid.
I was so upset. I was so upset.
Brian was the DJ?
Brian, yes. He was the DJ that didn't show up.
Oh.
I want to say his last name. So
no. Bad. We know who you are, Brian.
I don't know who Brian is.
Number five.
Six people, bro. And a pregnant waitress.
Well, and at least you let her go home.
Yeah. So the bar closed at 11:30 on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. All right, guys, go find somewhere else to do the countdown.
There's nobody there.
Oh, man.
Everybody's at Kelly's party, I guess.
Running a bar is difficult, Al.
Yeah,
wow.
Buddy.
You would think that's true. That's your one.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Glad to be back. We do have Kid TV up and running. You may have noticed a little different.
It's a little different.
It's because Dish Nation took their cameras back. And their banners. And their lights.
Only the lights, yeah. And their paychecks.
And their paychecks. But don't worry. Yes, if you didn't hear.
We got something in the works.
We are no longer doing.
I keep hearing.
We're no longer doing Dish Nation, the TV show.
We got something in the works.
But yeah, we got something.
Yeah.
Oh, we working on something.
Boy.
We're going to buy cameras.
Wait.
We're going to buy some lights.
Buy some signs.
Buy some signs and stuff. And then we're going to do our thing.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're working on.
Yeah.
What is it? We'll tell you soon.
As soon as we find out.
That's right, Kelly.
We got something coming. We got
something coming.
It's like our cousins like that. No, I got something working. Right? Hey, what you doing? What you doing now, man? I ain't seen you. Oh, dog, I got something cooking, man. I got something cooking. I can't really tell you much about it right now.
I heard we're bringing this new DJ named Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Kelly.
Previously employed at a Big House bar in Seagoville.
Kelly, don't get me started with that, man.
Didn't we hear from Brian this morning?
No, it was somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian did not call me.
Has he called you at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did he call me?
If you missed it, you know, Big Al has more than one bar.
Well,
yeah, we
have not for long.
Got two.
And apparently the DJ canceled on him New Year's Eve at 8:30 p.m. And there were six people still there at 11:30 p.m. when the pregnant waitress decided she'd had enough and wanted to go home.
Well, she had labor pains.
Kelly, every bar has to have a niche.
What's your niche? Zero people?
Always get a table?
Yeah.
Really.
The place where you could always find
hard,
a spot.
It's hard out there.
What's the capacity at that bar, Al?
Oh, probably about 300.
300. And you had a whopping six.
Six people.
Including the employees.
Well, no, it was six employees. Six, probably more than six employees. Probably about eight employees.
You had more employees than people.
That's never a good sign.
So the service was great.
I didn't take a business course, but I'm going to tell you, that's probably not a good sign when you have more employees than customers.
No.
On New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Probably not.
Thanks, Brian.
And no DJ.
Yeah.
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 That's all good, man. Maybe next year, huh? Have a whole year to get it right
over
at that bar.
Get me started with that, man. We're going to have a big party for the 1 year anniversary. It's going to be huge. Kelly's birthday is going to be there this year, too.
At least eight will show up. Is that where it's going to be at?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It's going to be huge.
You guys are going to have such a good time.
All right.
Caroline Craddock's in studio with us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girlfriend.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How was yours? You went traveling.
It was great. I was in New Mexico. Very relaxed.
That's fun.
Is that where you got that
I'm
cape?
Coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking right?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I ate so much green chili, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, so good.
Did you bring some back? Thing,
yeah, I did chili? Bring some back. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to give us some.
I made a green chili mac and cheese on New Year's Day.
Oh,
nice.
But that was old Caroline. I don't eat anymore. So
2017 Caroline doesn't eat mac and cheese.
She doesn't eat, period. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you eat while you're watching The Bachelor?
I did last night. Okay. I sure did. All right. I got home, took a shower, and started.
Hunkered down.
What are your feelings on Nick Vile? Because you're a big Bachelor fan.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still undecided. I tweeted that last night. I still can't get a vibe. But you know what? At this point, I don't really have a choice. I'm in it. I'm just going to have to watch it, and I'm going to try to keep an open mind.
You do have a choice.
No, I don't. I'm sucked in. I have been since I was like 11 years old. And
that's what happens, Jenna.
I gave it 5 minutes, and when I heard him say, "Can I get another hug?" I was like, I'm done. I hate when guys ask for additional hugs.
Yeah.
What, there's one hug
he's
maximum?
With when a guy you just met, like, he didn't have anything to say, and he just goes, "Can I get another hug?" Just because he wants to feel her boobs up on him. I'm like, No. It's so oogie.
Well, okay, here's the thing is, what Aunt Kelly said so well is, why you gotta be so horny all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. He's horny, and everybody else is really horny. So this is why we're doing it later in the day, because I can't talk about it with children listening, because The Bachelor has gone so nasty. All they talk about is sex.
But I'm going to tell you, the girl he's going to end up picking is not one of those girls that comes out like that. They
the
were
hornies?
All being
but
so
he's
overt.
He's still going to hook up with them.
Of course.
Hook up with them, that's not going to be who's going to choose.
Here's what I noticed from him. He would ask the girls how they're doing twice for some reason. Every time, how you doing? And then, good. How are you doing? And then he would say, "Your dress is so gorgeous." Yeah. And that was the amount of conversation.
Back at every bachelor that's preceded him, it's been the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say. Yeah, right, exactly. But he should be
He'll warm up.
He should at least be less nervous, because he's done this.
This is his fourth time.
Fourth time.
Yeah.
Two bachelorettes.
Yeah. It's different. He is the Bachelor. It's way different.
Right, right.
Okay, so we started, and usually The Bachelor shows like 4 or 5 clips of girls that a little bit more in depth than they do on the when they show up. And usually, from what I've seen over the years, usually the winner is in that group.
Yes.
So the winner in my mind
is
so obvious. Yes, to me it is so obvious, is Vanessa.
Okay.
And she's a special needs teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And she speaks 3 languages.
Yeah.
She's classy.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like not a competition.
Are you sure it's not the one that has the nanny?
Nope.
No, that's Corinne. We'll talk about that with you later.
That's the only part I saw.
This is Vanessa.
Yeah.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Vanessa, j'ai 28 ans et je viens de Montréal, Québec. Bonne année.
I learned English and French in school.
Come on, bebita.
And growing up, we always spoke Italian because I am 100% Italian.
Yeah. She makes the best lasagna.
I love what I do. I have the privilege of being a special needs teacher.
Amor, the word love. And we're going to talk about what that means to us, okay?
It's probably one of the most rewarding jobs.
See?
My students definitely teach me a lot. Every morning, they greet you with a smile, and they appreciate every moment that you spend with them.
Très bien. Oh, je t'aime aussi, Simon.
I agree with you, Caroline.
I mean, she cannot compete with that.
And Rachel, the lawyer
Rachel's wonderful. Rachel got first impression rose.
Yeah.
And she's a sister.
Yeah.
She's
Which
beautiful.
I thought that teacher was going to get the first impression
rose. I did too.
Because he was blown away by her beauty when mm-hmm. she got yeah. out of the mm-hmm. car. He really was
because
attracted.
Because she just looks classy. Like these ho-hos over there don't look classy. And she just looks beautiful and put together. And I'm obsessed with her. I love her.
Do you notice the trend of the two favorite girls? They're both incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
And kind.
Exactly.
And not hoochie.
And they didn't lead with a, you like my hump on my camera.
Yeah. Right. That's awful.
Okay. So let's talk about Corinne. So Corinne is a 24-year-old from Miami. Uh-huh. And when they're playing her little segment, she's in the pool. And, oh, life is very glamorous for Corinne. And then she's working. She's like, okay, I'm ready for my cucumbers now. And her nanny mm-hmm. brings her cucumbers.
Her nanny?
Her nanny,
Big
Al. She's a 24-year-old with a nanny.
Be honest.
What?
You want one.
Hell yeah.
Who doesn't want cucumbers?
Who doesn't want a nanny?
Who doesn't want a nanny?
Why do you need a nanny when you're still living at home with your parents?
Because she has a nanny.
They probably had her whole life. Apparently, she's inheriting her father's multi-million-dollar company.
And
She's like Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit different when it's just one kid in a multi-million-dollar family.
Listen to Corinne.
Hi, I'm Corinne.
I am 24. I live in Miami.
Corinne's world is glamorous.
I live with my family and I work with them. We are together 24/7.
You can have Raquel get me my snack, the cucumber, really great.
And then, of course, there's my nanny, Raquel. She does everything for me.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Like, even if I moved out, I would have Raquel, like, come to my house.
She needs to go to a typing class because she uses the index fingers only.
We all kids do now.
Could have her nanny do it, I guess.
Wait, what?
Why? Kids don't learn. They don't teach typing anymore, hardly.
They haven't been teaching.
Kids learn how to do it with their fingers and stuff. They don't.
I just saw some kids at the library typing normal.
Yeah. They don't teach it like they used to.
Like teenage kids, all fast and stuff.
Maybe her nanny typed for her. She
maybe.
Type.
So she's a nanny. Wow.
So Corinne is the first one to make out with the bachelor on night one, which, you know, not very smart. And so she just goes for it. And she steals Nick from Vanessa. So Vanessa is talking to him. They're having chemistry. If they had a nice little peck, that would be okay.
Yeah.
Because she's classy and beautiful, and that's all right. But, you know, the ho-ho has to come in, and she's like, oh, can I steal him? And then she starts full-on making out with him.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. Even Nick said
he didn't like it.
Awkward.
He tells her it's awkward.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful, but, like, she needed her nanny there. Maybe she wouldn't have made out with him.
Yeah. It was the awkwardness.
Yeah.
Talking with Nick for the first time, I honestly feel the chemistry. It's undeniable. And I'm not the type of person that kisses on a first date, but I definitely want him to kiss me.
Yeah, you do.
Crickets.
Ain't happening.
Here comes Corinne.
Hi.
I'm sure.
Well, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Kelly, help me with something. When there's chemistry between two people, doesn't it have to be mutual? Like if I loved you, like if I wanted to make out with you, but you didn't, that wouldn't be chemistry, would it?
No, it'd be like one-sided attraction.
Yeah,
that would be an attraction.
But he does have chemistry with her. It's just it was too soon, you know?
Right. No, I get that. Okay, I just
and
didn't know in my head.
And the girls immediately... she's a target for all these girls now. So she didn't set a good precedent.
Well, if you've got a nanny, you're pretty much setting yourself up.
I don't think she led with that.
Speaking of girls that will have targets on them.
Okay.
This girl.
Okay. So Jade and Tanner were a Bachelor in Paradise couple that got married 6 months ago. And this girl, Liz, was Jade's maid of honor. So apparently this girl, Liz, and Nick hooked up at the wedding.
Yeah.
And they slept together.
They have She let us know three times.
Yeah, no, it's like yeah. she's proud of it.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah.
So I was a one night stand.
Yeah,
people are not. They have no shame.
They have no shame.
He may not remember.
Right.
He may not remember.
Take a listen to Liz explaining her knowing Nick.
When I found out that Nick was going to be the bachelor, I was excited for him because
I actually met Nick once before.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Elizabeth.
I met Nick at Jane and Tanner's wedding. I was Jade's maid of honor. The night of the wedding, I got the chance just to talk to Nick a little bit.
And
sure,
more than
talk. Way over to him. We had a lot of fun. There obviously was some chemistry there. We had a lot of alcohol that night.
So you spent the night together.
I mean, it depends on how you define that term.
Well, she later, after a couple of drinks, admits. Yeah. They did.
They're making Nick look like he was the bad guy at first.
Did he not recognize her?
So that was the thing, was she didn't know if he would recognize her or not. But apparently the night after they slept together, he asked for her number and she said no. Because she was like, no, he's probably just being nice. She didn't really want to like pursue anything.
And then she didn't contact him at all for months and months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her best friend is Jade. She had his number. She could have gotten it very easily.
No,
so,
why call him off the TV show when you can go on the TV show?
Exactly.
That's the biggest red flag.
Yeah. So
the
show's so fake.
Nick
sometimes.
Got upset about that because so she walks out. He kind of has this goofy smile like, do I know her? Do I not know her?
It registered, yeah.
Yeah, and then he knew exactly, but he did. He knew who she was. So they had a conversation.
This is Nick remembering Liz.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I thought that I'd be like way more maybe overwhelmed and nervous than I am.
We've met before.
Ah, you remember.
I do remember.
Okay. I didn't think that you would.
You didn't think I'd remember?
No, I honestly didn't.
When you got out of the limo, I was like, wait.
I thought that you gave me a weird look.
I was like, is that Liz?
I was like,
and then after you said goodbye, I was like, no, it's Liz.
Well, honestly, I didn't want to say anything because I guess I didn't want you to think that I was here because you're the bachelor.
I just wish he'd open his mouth. It's just
why would I open my mouth, Kelly? Why are you going to tell me so well?
Close.
I don't know who you are. I want to make out with you.
You make a good ventriloquist.
Yeah, really good.
Here's the problem with this girl. And you guys touched
on this other problem.
The fact that you hook up with this guy, one night stand, and he asks for your phone number and you turn him down. Mm-hmm. And then you expect him to be excited or want to keep you around on a dating show when this could have all been avoided if you would have just you would have just given him your number. He might have not had to go on Bachelor in Paradise. He wouldn't have been the bachelor.
Maybe.
You guys could have started a relationship and all of this would have been avoided.
Maybe.
But instead, you wait and see.
Yeah.
And you want the fame. And you're looking like a fame hoochie.
Yeah, because he redeemed himself on Bachelor in Paradise.
He did.
So America loves him now, so now she does too.
No, she wants to be on TV.
Girl, go back to being a doula.
I wish he would have sent her home. Did he send her home?
No, he didn't.
Of course
he
didn't.
He kept
send her home.
She was the last pick of the night.
Who did he send home?
Some chicks.
I can't even tell you. Who
knows? Yeah, it's too early. 30 girls.
They start out with 30. Yeah.
30.
It seems like they progressively... I don't know. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention. I think it was 24 at one time and then 26 or something
25.
Like that.
So many girls.
Yeah, they kept the girl that was a shark dolphin or a dolphin shark.
That was
kind of funny. The girl was up there saying... If he picks the shark dolphin over me, I'm going to be like going off.
Yeah.
That would be humiliating.
Yeah.
The girl, the shark dolphin
weird.
Girl. I'm glad he kept her, though.
She was fine.
Yeah, she's weird. But that girl with the showed up with the hot dog, I don't like her. She tries too hard to be
zany.
You're a wiener in my book, Kelly.
So is Rich Girl with the Nanny, is she the
still
villain?
She's going to be the villain. And they show in the weeks coming up that she sneaks off to his room. This is a quote from her.
Uh-huh.
My heart is gold. But my, you know what, is platinum.
Down there.
My hoochie.
Yeah.
We got it.
And then.
Yeah. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. I didn't know if you got it.
Save all that for Caroline so we can use it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.